Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 5, Part 4, called From Emotional Reaction to Reflection. So clearly this module has been about exploring a little bit more emotional life and what exactly to do with it. And the key piece of guidance here is learning how to move from reacting emotionally to reflecting on the emotion now that it is there in your body and you're feeling it and it's connected to what is going on in your mind and in your life. So wisdom says to us, embrace both the emotional pleasure and the emotional pain and embrace the continual flow of change surrounding them. Very, very, very powerful, wise information. What is the prize for following this wisdom and implementing it into your daily life? A different brand of happiness that is based on the knack that you are learning here for how to live with duality. And it brings you peace of mind, a different kind of inner peace in the presence of all these opposites that had seemed so antagonistic with each other, now falling into a new rhythm of competitive collaboration and an integrated oneness that you'd never seen before. So how do you move from reaction to reflection? Right? How do you keep moving away from reacting to your emotions and move toward reflecting on their presence? Now, you'll notice this once again is the direction filter. What we want to do here is tell it to move us away from reacting and toward reflecting. So your unconscious mind needs to know that this is the best way to behave for your emotional, physical, psychological survival at every single level. So what are the tools that you need to do this? And you notice these are kitchen tools. And I chose a picture of kitchen tools because we use those every single day. You can't get by a day if you cook, going into your kitchen and getting food for yourself. And you use some kind of a utensil, even if it's just a fork or a spoon or a knife. Very common. You want to keep these tools with you as much as you possibly can and use them. What are they? Curiosity. You've got to have a curious attitude. Bring your conscious awareness of opposites and all that you've learned in this training about how opposites relate to one another and what their purpose and goal is here. The tool you need is your intention to inquire and learn rather than to cling to pleasure and avoid pain. And you need your imagination to look into the future and keep imagining what it will be like once you have actually learned how to navigate your emotions in the way that we've talked about here in this module. And you need doubt. Why doubt? So that you can question the truth and validity of your emotion and the story attached to it. Because remember, the higher the emotional charge on your story, on your idea, the more truthful it will feel. So doubt is an important tool because you want to say, is this really the truth or is it just the result of a heightened emotional charge? How do you find the answer? Lower the emotional charge and you will see, is it true or not? And you'll have access to many more viewpoints that can help you determine the honest answer to that. So here's just a couple of strategies to use in taking steps toward reflection and away from reaction. When you're reacting, go back to the beginning. Up and down are polar opposites. Are you up or are you down? They create a polar pair. Oh, what does that mean? Up is defined by the absence of down. Down is defined by the absence of up. That must mean they're inseparable and interdependent. What have I just done here but reflect on the reality of this polar pair? That takes you away from reacting to it, setting up one against the other, and leads you to being able to embrace it as one whole that you now know how to navigate in a completely different and precise way. a slightly different way, a different strategy to get towards reflection as you move away from reaction is to put your focus on remembering the flow between polar opposites and how it includes negative emotions, which is probably what you're feeling at that moment in time. You remind yourself that this negative emotion cannot and will not last forever because of impermanence. Then you can relax and reflect on what is this negative emotion trying to tell you? What is it trying to tell you about rebalancing, renewing, or expanding your viewpoint? And then let the polar opposites cooperate without you out of the way and take you to the next point in your journey where you need to go to find the balance. Understanding these things are very powerful because they're strategies that you need to help your unconscious mind learn to get you from reaction to reflection. So what do you need to do this? Well, you actually need more awareness than negative emotion, because if the heightened emotion, negative charge is too strong, you won't be able to engage in the two strategies we just talked about. So how do you build your awareness? Well, paradoxically, by relaxing into your resistance. Yeah, I love this picture of the three garbage cans. Okay, not to be against your resistances. They're just fine. They are what they are. Paradoxically, you can't be aware whenever you're resisting what is with this heightened emotional charge, with emotional intensity, because it simply feels true to you. So there's no reason to doubt it or be aware of it. All you want to do is either embrace it and hold on to it or get rid of it. So the solution, what is the solution? You have to decrease the heightened emotional charge. Then is when you are free to move from reaction to reflection. So once again, we're back to the key being the heightened emotional charge and your capacity to decrease it. This is a must if you want to move from reaction to reflection. So how do you do that? How do you do that? Well, you are in luck, because step five gives you the three mystical keys, the three little tips from the mystics that automatically decrease emotional reactivity. And this is the penultimate guidance, which is the wisdom of your discontent that is going to be given to you in step five. How do you like that? Okay, so let's finish up step four, and here's your homework. What does wisdom say, and what's the prize for using it? Why is it important to move from reacting to reflecting on your emotions? What are two strategies, and there are many more, for moving from reactivity to reflection? And what can help you overcome emotional reactivity? And where will you find the three keys that you need to do it? Okay, my friend, enjoy, have fun, and I will look forward to talking to you very soon. Take care and much love.